Yay, the kids are finally asleep.
So do you feel like...
playing a game?
I've got a feeling a boss fight's coming up.
Ooh, I just got wrecked.
Headshot, baby.
Ooh, it's your turn to get the baby.
So are you up to the challenge?
Run, 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 run.
And we're dead.
That's when I realized I have no idea what I'm doing.
GG. Welcome back to another episode of the Gamer Parents Podcast. My name is Kevin, and I'm joined by my wonderful wife, Joanne.
Hello, everybody.
And if you're new here, Joanne and I are a married couple. We have two kids, ages 3 and 5, and we like to talk about life and games. This is episode number 92.
Woohoo! 8 more to go.
And the last couple weeks, we've been hyping up our trip to DreamHack, which now has happened.
Yep.
Right? And here we are on the other side of it, ready to talk about how DreamHack Dallas went for us. And if you're not familiar with DreamHack, it is a gaming convention which lasts for like 3 days. And this is our second DreamHack that we've been to. And it was a lot of fun.
Yep. And this is the first time that we brought our kids to DreamHack ever.
Yeah, that was the big change between this one and the last one, was that we brought our kids with us. And boy, was it different.
Very different.
When they're there, you want to kind of make it about them and let them do what they want to do. But it's at the same time very different than what we would be doing without them.
Well, basically, they call the shots. Like, our whole schedule for the DreamHack revolve around them, right?
Yeah, sure.
Mini bosses.
But before we talk about it too much from our perspective, I wanted to get our kids in here and ask them a few questions about DreamHack and see what they thought. So let's get them in here.
Yep.
All right. So we are talking about DreamHack today. And we have two special guests with us today. We have Dylan and Faith. Say hello, Dylan.
Hello.
And you too,
hello,
Faith.
Hello, Mike, and we love you.
Say hi, Faith.
Hi, Faith.
No, you don't say hi, Faith. Say hi.
Hi, Mike.
There you go. Good job. No, must be nervous.
No, say hi, Mike. No.
Hi, Mike. I am Faith.
Good job,
Faith. I am Dylan.
All right, good job, kids. So let's talk about DreamHack. We just got back from 3 days at the DreamHack convention.
Me too.
In Dallas. And all four of us went. Me, Joanne, Dylan, and Faith all went together as a family. And we wanted to have the kids on to ask them what they thought about DreamHack and see what they had to say about it. So we can start by asking Dylan... yeah. His favorite part of the DreamHack was?
Play games, and we get to play many, but I only like 2 games.
So they had a whole bunch of games, right?
But the second game, I really did not like.
Which one was that?
The tap one.
I thought you liked that one. The one that you tap the lights as they come down, the rhythm game.
I don't.
And what was the other game that you really liked?
The fighting.
A fighting game?
Yeah.
I don't even know which one it was, but it was like old style fighting arcade game. So that means you have like a joystick and then there was buttons on the big machine.
Yeah.
So you liked some of the games that we got to play, but what else did you like about DreamHack?
That's the only thing.
That's the only thing? You didn't like watching the guys on the bicycles?
I did, and...
so you liked the guys on the bicycles?
Yeah.
What were they doing?
They were going up the ramps and then falling down.
Made a little bit of falling down, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, they were...
and then it goes up and they did special moves. They flipped the bicycle and it did a backflip. And they also did a really high 360.
Yeah, they did a bunch of cool tricks.
And they also tried to jump over the ramp, but they got hurt and they fell.
One of them fell?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was okay though, right?
They fell twice.
Twice?
Yeah.
And was he okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Monster, who was a big sponsor for DreamHack, had an area where they had some ramps and like three professional guys who were doing tricks and all kinds of cool, crazy stuff. And Dylan really liked watching all of them do those tricks. What about the quest? Did you like doing the quest? You got to help us with that. You didn't like taking the pictures and trying to find the QR codes?
I did.
Oh, you did? Okay. So DreamPack, on their app, they have this thing called Quest, and it gives you like a bunch of objectives that you have to go basically find these QR codes all throughout the convention. And each one you get gives you a certain amount of like experience.
Why did you say convention?
Because that's what DreamHack is, a convention.
Oh, okay.
And the more experience points you get by doing the quests, you get like rewards and stuff. And Dylan was having fun helping us look for the QR codes.
Yes, I helped you like definitely not really high, like 97.
97? Yeah. That seems like a lot though. But we got some. We didn't get a whole lot because we didn't get to spend too much time focusing on that. But what about anything else? Anything else at DreamHack that you liked? Was the food good?
The food was...
You had a hamburger there. And you had some rice and corn.
That was good and amazing.
Good. Anything else? All right. I think that was pretty much it. Right, Dylan?
I had a good time. I liked DreamHack so much. I love you, too. Bye.
All right. Bye, Dylan.
Witty.
Okay, so now I want to see what Faith thinks about DreamHack. So, hey, Faith.
Hey, Faith.
No, don't just copy me. Say hi.
Hi.
Say it louder.
Hi.
Too loud, huh?
Hi.
Okay, that was even louder. But, okay. So, what did you like about DreamHack, Faith? What was your favorite part?
The drums.
The drums?
Yeah.
Yeah? Was that one of the games that you were playing?
Yeah, and I like the bicycles.
The bicycles? Yeah, who were you playing the drums with?
Mommy.
You were playing them with Mommy? Yeah, did you win at the drums?
Yeah, and I like walking.
You liked walking? We did a lot of walking, didn't we?
Yeah, right? And I like walking.
You like walking, yeah.
And they have another penguin one.
They have a penguin one?
Yeah.
That's one of the games you were talking about, right? All right, Faith, what else did you like about DreamHack?
Something.
Something?
Nothing.
Nothing? What about, did you see any, like, famous people there?
Only Princess Peach.
You saw Princess Peach? That's right.
And I saw Daisy.
And you saw Daisy? Yeah.
And I saw Yoshi.
And who else?
Bowser and people.
Lots of people, right? A lot of people that were dressed up that you probably don't even recognize, huh?
Yeah, I did.
But that was cool. Did you get to take a picture with Princess Peach?
Yeah.
You did, huh? Was that cool? Yeah. Yeah, do you like how Princess Peach looked? Did she look really nice?
And I took a picture with her.
Yeah, and you were dressed up as who?
Luigi.
And what about Dylan?
Mario.
He was dressed up as Mario, huh?
Yeah.
You and Dylan were both dressed up as Mario and Luigi. You guys looked so good in your costumes. All right. Anything else about DreamHack? Did you like the food? Do they have good pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the
Hot dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like the rice.
Ooh, and the rice. You did like the rice, huh?
The rice made me poop.
And what about the place you kept calling the library?
Oh yeah, I get back the I don't know.
Which is actually called the chill room, which is like dimly lit and kind of a place for people to just go and relax, and it's quiet and it's like away from everything else. And there's actually some people in there taking naps and some kids' toys. And I wish we would have found that place sooner because it would have been great to just hang out with the kids a little bit there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you liked that room, didn't you, Faith? They had some toys. What kind of toys did they have?
They have poppets.
Yeah, poppets.
And balls.
Yeah.
And
he had some things you could, like, color. Yeah, we didn't do any coloring, but they had some coloring sheets there. Wouldn't fun to hang out there more, huh?
And it has something.
Yes, it's good to know that's there for people who have kids.
You know that heart thing? That is really, really, really need to play with it really gentle.
Oh, really gently?
To touch it, they break.
Okay, yeah.
You know that thing?
They even gave you a balloon at one point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Half an orange balloon.
Yeah, that was cool.
Balloons light up.
The balloon lights up, huh? It's a pretty cool balloon.
Yeah. I did get you a new balloon.
A new balloon? Yeah. Did you have fun at DreamHack?
Yeah.
Yeah? All right, let's say goodbye to everybody.
Goodbye.
Hoo boy. Was that cute and exhausting or what?
Yeah, I know. So now that we've heard from Dylan and Faith on what they thought about DreamHack, now we can talk about what the grown-ups thought about not just DreamHack, but our entire trip.
Yeah.
And even just recording that bit with the two kids.
It's actually like 20 minutes worth of recording, which we will edit into probably 5 minutes, I think, of usable content.
Yeah, y'all don't know what actually went on in this room. You just get the edited version at the end, which is just all the usable stuff.
Yep.
And not all the stuff that we can't use and put out there.
Yeah, because they say whatever they want to say, guys.
And talking over each other and all kinds of stuff.
And that fights over each other.
make it difficult, but it is fun. And we made it through a short little interview with each of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk about what we had going on this weekend, right? So we drove to Dallas, about a four-hour drive.
4 hours and in the storm, severe thunderstorm.
Yeah, so there was a lot of like heavy, heavy rain in Texas this last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we probably made it through like the first 3 hours worth, like pretty much rain free. But then like the last hour was like downpour, like absolute downpour.
With a few like lightning strikes from afar, you could see.
Yeah, like it looked like we were driving like right into the eye of the storm. And it was, being the driver, it was scary because I always feel like when you're a passenger, like you feel better about things because it's in someone else's hands, you know?
I have faith in you, Kevin.
Yeah, versus like when it's me driving and with our kids in the car and everything.
I know.
It worries me more. But yeah, well, we made it, no issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Thursday. And I went like pretty much straight from the hotel after we got there to a work dinner.
Yeah.
With a customer that I have out there. And that was fine. We went to this nice Mexican food restaurant and then came back home.
Yeah.
When I say home, I guess I mean the hotel.
Yep. And I handled the kids while you were gone.
Yes, you had the kids for an hour and a half, 2 hours while
a couple hours. I was gone. Yeah, and mind you guys, this is after like 4 hours of being in the car. These kids had all those pent up energy.
Yeah, all the energy that they didn't get to burn while just sitting in the car. Like, I imagine they were just like jumping out of the beds and stuff.
And they were, yep. You imagine, right?
Yeah, and so not really much other than that night, I don't think.
No, we were just like chilling. And the funny thing about that night was we were happy, you know, our hotel was nice and it had a king size bed and a sofa bed that pulls out into a queen bed. So we were thinking like, okay, Kevin, you and I, of course, we sleep on the king and then the kids will sleep on the queen.
Yeah, so we thought.
Or so we thought, but apparently the kids haven't really got a chance to sleep like side by side in a long while. Plus all that pent up energy.
Yeah.
So anyways, we switched, right? Dylan decided that I'll sleep with him or something. And then you and Faith sleep together that night.
Oh, yeah. Because it was like 5-10 minutes like into bedtime. And Dylan's like, Faith keeps touching me.
Or kicking me.
Kicking me, tickling me, like whatever. All this kind of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And it kind of made it apparent that they were going to have a hard time sleeping in the same bed together.
So we switched places and Kevin's joy of having a king size bed was pretty much short lived. Because like an hour into bedtime, I look and I saw how Kevin was pushed into like a sleeping bag size corner.
Even less than that. Because like Faith was
sleeping like a sprinkler.
Yeah, I mean, she was asleep. And, like, the last thing I wanted to do was wake her up.
Yeah.
So I just kept, like, yielding more and more space of the bed, like, to her.
Yeah, because she was, like, spinning like a sprinkler head, and she just, like, rotated 90 degrees, kicking Kevin out of the middle into the side.
Yeah,
into
the her head was, like, basically going into, like, my stomach, and I was, like, pretty much ready to fall off the bed. So at that point, I should have just, like, gotten up and went and laid on the other side of the bed.
I know.
That would have been probably better.
Yeah, but I thought it was funny.
I feel like our sleeping arrangements shifted around all throughout the weekend. I feel like we were playing musical beds.
Oh, yeah, not musical chairs.
Yeah.
The next night was me and Faith, and the same thing happened. And the last night, finally, the three of us slept together and let Faith sleep
alone. Yeah, Faith had her own bed.
I know.
One night. She's the youngest, the smallest, and still gets her own bed.
Yeah. Like, no one wanted to deal with that kicking, you know.
Yeah. Anyways, let's get back to Friday.
Yeah.
Right? That's day one of DreamHack. And that was probably the day we spent the most time there.
Yes.
Which I guess is to be expected because it was all fresh and brand new and we wanted to check out everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so we walked over there, and Friday, what we've noticed is usually the lightest day in attendance, right? Which makes sense because most people are working on Fridays.
Or flying in on Fridays. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like Fridays at those kind of things just for that reason.
True.
But some of the things that we did, I feel like we spent more time looking around at, like, the vendors, like the artist stuff.
The artist alley.
Yeah, that's what they call it. Artist alley.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought a few things that day, if I remember right.
Yeah.
And so we are obviously fans of Naruto on the show, as most people know if you've been listening for a while. And there's one of these vendors that has, like, mystery boxes.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Where it's, like, a $60 box, and, like, you don't know what it's going to be inside. And I don't normally like those kinds of deals, and I still don't necessarily. But I feel like if I do, it's not going to be worth the $60, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going to be let down. But it being Naruto, there's probably not a whole lot of things I would have buy that for.
Mm-hmm.
But Naruto is probably one of the few things. And so we bought a mystery box. Do we even share what was in it? Do we ruin the surprise for anyone else who wants to go buy one of these mystery boxes?
Yeah, we could.
But it had, like, a throw blanket.
Which I really like.
A Ninetales.
I'm not sure if it's a candle holder or if it's a pencil holder.
But I kind of thought it was, like, a pencil holder or something at first, but it could be a candle holder. Mm-hmm. Anyways, it's kind of a little, it's like, what is it, like clay or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Definitely breakable.
Yeah. And came with some Naruto socks,
a few pins.
Sharingan, like, patch, I think.
Yeah, patch, Sharingan
and
patch.
A Katsuki pin.
Katsuki and Naruto pin. There's two pins that came
with
it.
Two pins. Mm-hmm. And a beanie.
A beanie.
A Konoha beanie.
Yeah, that's worth it.
That was kind of cool. It was, like, bright orange, too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely going to wear that out to the anime convention.
That's probably my favorite thing in there. Yeah, that's probably my favorite. I think that was all from, like, that mystery box that I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
And we did get a few other things from a different vendor, completely different vendor, that sold, like, these different
Bandai Namco brand figurines, right?
Okay, yeah, figurines is probably a good way to put it. And they all come in, like different, their own, like, stands.
Yeah.
They all come, like, on their different stands.
Mm-hmm.
And they're only, like, $20 a piece.
I know, which I thought was a steal.
Yeah.
Usually they're more.
Yeah, I feel like that kind of stuff's usually a bit more. But we got one that was another Ninetales.
Yeah.
Right? But this one's more
legit.
Like, real looking. Like, more scary looking, like, more similar to how it was in the show. Mm-hmm. The last one that we were just talking about is more, what do you call that, Jubi?
A chibi.
Chibi?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
chibi
the word.
Style, yeah.
Yeah, it's more like cute, like, baby Ninetales-ish.
Aww. Yeah.
But this one's more ferocious looking, and we got a Naruto, like, kind of in the air with a Rasengan.
Mm-hmm, which I really like.
It looks really cool. I like how it was, like, he's in the air doing it, because that's totally how he does it.
Yeah.
And we also got an Itachi.
Yeah.
The
last part where he was, like, I think almost half dead or something, like,
yeah,
fighting against his brother.
Mm-hmm.
With his hands outstretched, like, ready to touch or give him a flick on the forehead.
Yeah. And what is the
Susano spine?
With the Susano.
It's like half a rib, half rack, half ribs. Ah, never mind. I'm thinking about food now. Never mind.
Yeah. So that one's kind of cool too. And then the last one we got, which was not Naruto.
I know.
At all.
But it was pretty cool.
Because I also like Dragon Ball Z. So we got one of Super Saiyan Goku about to use like the teleportation technique.
Yeah.
And that one looks kind of cool. But I think that's it for things that we bought, right? Did we buy anything else this weekend?
No, I think on Saturday we went to meet a fellow streamer friend.
We did?
And by the time we got back, the artist alley was closed. Yeah. So we didn't really do any shopping or anything.
Yeah, I mean, we looked around at a lot of stuff.
We looked around and we cosplayed. The kids cosplayed.
Yes. As far as the artist alley, there's a few other vendors that I think are worth mentioning. Like, there was one where they were selling, like, really realistic lightsabers.
Mm-hmm. With the sound and all of it.
Yeah, that's cool. Like, it all the light goes up from the bottom, you know, and then you can, like, literally have, like, fights with them. And when they hit something, they make the sound. And like when you turn them on, they make the sound. Like, and yeah. I'm not going to recreate the sound, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you've ever watched Star Wars, that was pretty close. Yeah.
Never mind.
We're leaving that in there.
But yeah, the only thing I was disappointed about that, like, was that it did not, what do you call it? The lights don't extend. I mean, the lights extend, but the part...
Yeah, that's probably really advanced.
I've seen those before. The plastic part extend. I think the Disney ones sell them like that.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll see. But still, even the base, the handle parts were pretty cool looking. They look pretty heavy.
And you get to pick your own. It's like built your own lightsaber.
Yeah, and I think like the more expensive models, you could like change the colors, like whatever color you were in the mood for. Which is, that's pretty awesome.
Yes.
Especially if you like Star Wars and lightsabers, totally right up your alley. I think I would love to have one if we didn't have kids. Because it'd totally be something they would want to play with, but I wouldn't want them to play with.
Yeah.
You've seen the stuff that they have, their swords, that are all broken and busted. And the same thing would happen with this. I just know it.
Yep. And it was so cute how Faith was like, I want it. Like, we knew exactly what she was going to use it for. It's all written on her face. Like,
yeah.
I need it to whack my brother.
Yeah. She would. She totally would.
Yeah. And there were, like, some stores, like, that I mentioned that are obviously going to be there, which I don't remember seeing, actually, in the previous DreamHack that we were at, was Alienware and Secret Lab. I don't remember the store being there, like a booth.
Yeah, they kind of had like a mini storefront. Yeah, like, and I'm thinking of the Secret Lab one, especially where they had a bunch of chairs in there.
So comfy.
And us, we like Secret Lab here.
Oh,
we actually have one Secret Lab chair.
Kevin has one.
Hopefully at some point we have a second one and upgrade your chair.
Because mine is killing my back, for real.
Yeah, and Secret Lab would be like my go-to. Like type
for
of chair
comfort
going forward. Yeah, they're high quality. They're very nice. And it was cool to check out some new ones that they had there at the convention.
Yep, because the 2022 model, which we do not have, you only have the 2020, comes with skins that could be like switch out, you know? And I thought that was really cool because like if you want an Akatsuki skin, you could have it on your chair and then you can switch out to another different kind of skin. So yeah, definitely check them out. If you like Secret Lab, we are not ambassadors, but we are just promoting because we like it. That's good. And Alienware even has like the keyboards that I like. They also have chairs. I've never tried Alienware chairs, but I heard they're also pretty comfy. From the influencers I follow. But I love their keyboard. And hopefully one day we'll get to have Alienware setups too. And then on Sunday we managed to go for like the first half of it, right? Because we had to leave.
Yeah, it was going to be our last day. And we knew we were going to have to drive back to Houston.
And our poor baby girl got a stomach bug.
Yeah.
So let's go to what you like most about this DreamHack. versus the previous one that you went to?
Yeah, so to me, they were different. I actually liked the artist alley of the last DreamHack we were at more. It seemed like they had like more, and maybe not necessarily more vendors, but like ones that I was more interested in. Like, they didn't really have any, very many that had like cool posters and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was thinking about posters actually.
Yeah, and like that's what I like looking at the most. Because, and we ended up buying a few of the last DreamHack we were at, and which we still need to put up, by the way. But this one, I didn't really see any of those kinds of stores. There's a lot of like little, you know, gadgets and gizmos, kind of like smaller things that they were selling. And I don't know, I just overall, I think I enjoyed more time just looking through the vendors. But then again, we didn't have kids last time. And that was one of the things that going through with our kids, it was like, all right, guys, these are only to look at. Like, we're not touching anything. We're not going to pick it up and grab it and potentially break it.
Yeah.
Right? Because then we're going to be in trouble. So, and they got that pretty quickly. But it also made it so, like, I didn't really focus so much on what was there, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just seem to have, like, kind of different vendors, like, this time versus the Atlanta DreamHack, which was a couple years ago. This is the last one that we went to. One thing that I did like more about this one was the arcade. The arcade games, they had way more.
This one had way more arcade.
I feel like the one we went to in Atlanta, it was pretty much just like fighting games. And it was, what, maybe like 10 machines?
Yeah.
Maybe less.
I think about 10
and
or less.
And this one, there was like a lot of fighting games, and then the other side of it was like rhythm games.
Rhythm games, yeah.
Right? They had like DDR.
A lot of DDR.
Like, what's the Drum Master one?
Taiko no Tatsujin.
Yeah. And so they had a bunch of rhythm games too. There's probably at least like 40 different machines.
In total? Yeah.
Maybe?
Maybe more even. Yeah.
Yeah, there was like a lot just like in the arcade area. And our kids loved doing that. And that's an area that I would kind of like too, just like kind of going back and forth from, like not doing that the whole day, obviously, but like every once in a while going back and playing that against someone, especially the rhythm games, because I think I like those more. And a lot of those, like, it seems like they would only be in like Japan or something.
Yeah.
Some of them were kind of cool. Like, they weren't even in English.
Yeah.
And you had to kind of guess to figure out what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
What about you? Anything that you liked more about this one?
I think the kids mentioned about the biking thing, like the BMX thing at the Monster Energy area, which I think they had that before, but not as big as this. Like, it wasn't like...
Well, the last one we went to didn't have anything like that. They had a much smaller area that I think at one point...
I think they did dance.
They were having people do like breakdancing.
Yeah, breakdancing kind of thing. Yeah. But this one is more biking.
Don't get me wrong. Breakdancing is cool. But it's cool. Way rather see people doing like backflips on, you know, on their bikes, on like BMX stuff.
Yeah, this was pretty cool. I mean, the kids enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. They've never seen anyone do anything like that on a bicycle.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, whoa, is this the stage after we get our training wheels off? Are we going to be doing that next?
And I kept joking with Dylan, like, all right, I'm going to push you down in the stroller and you can do backflips on that ramp with the stroller. And he was like, no, I don't know how to do it.
Thinking you're serious. Yeah.
And this time the Monster Energy booth gave out water, just like plain water.
Because they ran out of Monsters.
I know, but the can was so cool. Dylan felt so cool drinking water out of it. Like, I took a picture of him with the Monster Energy can.
Like, yeah, it felt weird letting him drink some of it.
Yeah,
because I was waiting for like someone who like see it and be like, whoa, you can't give Monster to like a five-year-old,
be a Karen.
Right. But it just being water, of course we tasted it first and made sure that it wasn't
even carbonated. It's just regular water.
Yeah, but definitely not something he would normally drink, or like the can by looks anyways.
Yeah, he felt so cool with it. And I also thought the cosplayers in the previous DreamHack were placed more in the center of everything. Mm-hmm. But now they were like put right before the Magic the Gathering area. So like not really as open as it was before. So I had to like go all the way back to the cosplay corner to bring the kids there.
Okay. Yeah. I don't even remember like where the cosplay area was.
It was like behind that camera we took.
Okay. Well, even then that felt like we were in the corner somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. It was really far back. I thought that wasn't as nice because cosplayers put a lot of effort into making their art and stuff. I felt like they deserve to be somewhat in the center as well. But I understand it is DreamHack. It's more for gamers.
DreamHack doesn't revolve around them, I guess.
I know. It's just that I've been to like the anime con with you and everything. And I'm so used to having like cosplayers around. But in Atlanta, they were like in the center.
Yeah, kind. I know. I feel like the Atlanta one, I was much more oriented. Like I knew where things were by the end of the 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even now, like if you were to say, oh, I'm at this area, like it's kind of 50-50 of whether I would even know like where that is. It seemed like there was just way more stuff. But then I feel like I missed out on stuff because I only remember walking past like the cosplay tables like once.
Yeah, you didn't get though.
Remember like where exactly that was. I don't even remember seeing like where the Magic the Gathering area was. Not that I'm really into that, but like I know that's supposed to be a big deal there too, and like I didn't even see that.
Yeah, I just feel like the one that we were at in Atlanta, everything was like in that hall, if you get what I mean.
True.
Like even if they're separated, but they were still in a big same hall. Like for this one, even the panels were far away from the chill zone.
Yeah, I think I saw like, it was like the main convention area, right? That's this huge, huge floor plan of an area. And then you kind of like go out these exit doors. And then on the other side of those, I think in one of the rooms, there was like the panels, right? And maybe they did that to keep them separate so it would be like quieter.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I know in Atlanta, the panels were like kind of like right out on the floor, like in the middle of everything.
Which I thought was cool.
Because I thought that was fine because a lot of times you'd be walking by and you'd be like, oh, this is interesting. I'll sit down and listen for a few minutes.
Because most of the time we wouldn't be checking the schedule for like what's on the panels.
I didn't check the panel schedule once, but like it would have been cool to maybe catch something that was interesting.
Oh yeah, I always
check. If we happen to not be busy at the time.
Yeah, I always check the panel schedules only because I have a dream that we will be our own panel in the future. Yeah,
there might be someone talking about how to juggle parenting and gaming all at the same time.
That would be me. Yeah. And then first of all, you need to have 8 hands.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
In case we forgot to mention, on the second day, that was when the cosplay competition was, I decided to dress our kids up as Mario and Luigi, and I thought it was so cool that we stumbled upon Princess Peach.
Twice. Two different ones, but don't tell our kids that.
I know. They think that she's just changed into a different outfit, but that was what I told you before we went there. It's like everyone in a while, we'll see a Princess Peach. And true enough. And it was so cute how they saw her. And they're like, we're going to chase them down. You know, like, we're going to chase down that Princess Peach and take a picture with her.
Yeah.
Abandoning their gaming at the arcade.
Yeah, because we were at their favorite arcade machine, which they had to wait for. Because they're pretty much always taken. And you have to, like, wait in line for when that person's done so you can get on there.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, kind of just gotten on there. And they were, like, ready to give all that up to go get this picture, so they really wanted it.
Yeah, definitely check it out on Instagram where we'll post pictures. But yeah, is there anything else you want to add about DreamHack? We talk about the layout, we talk about the panels, the location. Oh yes, one more last thing I want to add. What do you think of the quests?
Oh yes, the quests. So I don't remember how much we talked about the Atlanta DreamHack in our quests, but how we finished all of the quests. We 100%ed it.
It was easier, too.
We rolled credits if there were credits on that quest back then. And it was, you're right, it was a lot easier. Not that it was easier, but there was just a lot less quests.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This one,
it was a scavenger hunt back then.
Yeah, this one, it was like you have to pretty much go to every single area and like find the QR code for that. And then you had like the prospector. Well, that was the prospector one, right?
Mm-hmm, that's the location. So you get a QR code for every location. And then you get one badge. And or a stamp, not even a badge. That's the one that I did. And then apart from that, there's the main quest where you have to
do it in order too.
Do in order and meet certain people or something. It was just too much. Yeah. And then there's another quest where you have to go and actually like buy from the artist alley or talk to them. Yeah.
Well, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Like, I know you had to like go and vote for
maybe
like,
it's vote, not buy,
the
but
indie playground. Like, you had to go vote for like what indie games.
Oh yeah, indie
you
games
liked
is
or
one.
Something. Mm-hmm. And then you show them, you vote, and then you get to, they show you the QR code, and yeah, then that gets you that quest done.
It was a lot.
There's one that's like play an arcade game and like take a picture and show them to get that quest done. So like it would kind of tell you what you needed to do, but some of them were kind of more like, oh, go here and find the sheriff. And then you're like, am I looking for a person dressed as a sheriff or like a picture of a sheriff? Like, you don't really know exactly what you're doing.
Yep. Yeah, so it was a lot.
That's the stuff that I really enjoy, but not like when I'm also have my kids to look after.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Because like we said earlier, it's like kind of all about them and like they're going to want to do their own thing. And, you know, we're the parents. We have to watch them.
Yeah. Number of times that they tried to just run off without us is crazy. Like, I mean, it's a big crowd. Don't get me wrong. So we're always keeping our eyes on them. And sometimes kids are just kids. They're like, I want to go here. Even if you don't want to go there, I'm going. And we have to like go after them. And sometimes I get Dylan interested just by scanning the QR code for us.
Yeah. Yeah, he liked that. He was liking helping us with the quest.
But I like how in the previous, in DreamHack Atlanta, we actually win like the badges and pins and stickers, but not this time.
I didn't look at all the rewards, but there was a lot more rewards, it seemed like, of different things like raffle tickets and discounts at the shop and like free game downloads, I think.
Yeah, but still, it's not like itemized stuff. I mean, apart from the raffle, like who's going to be there at 5 p.m. every day?
Right.
And also the stamps. You win the stamp. And I got a stamp. That's all.
That's a pretty cool stamp, though. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it's on leather tag. Yeah. So
it's like on like some leather belt looking thing that you get like. Is it like a stamp or like an imprint?
Imprint, sorry. Yeah. It has to go back.
That makes it even cooler, yeah.
Yeah, I only got one out of four.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll go back and we'll finish it sometime when either the kids are older or if we ever go without them or something.
Do you think it's the same quest?
Well, they'll probably change it like from year to year, but like we'll be able to do the quests
to
completion.
True. Oh, but that's it about DreamHack. If you want to check it out, do stop by Twitter or Instagram and give it a like or comment. Tell us what you think.
Yeah. So I guess that's pretty much it for our trip in general, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about the rest of our week, because that only made up about 4 days of this last week. And the rest of the week, we watched some stuff, right? We watched Monsters University.
Which I prefer more than Monsters, Inc.
I liked it. Isn't there Monsters, Inc. 1 and 2?
No, it's Monsters, Inc. and then Monsters University.
But there's a different movie too, right? Or no?
No.
Oh, so was it just the regular Monsters, Inc., the one where they would try to get laughs instead of screams?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason, I was thinking that was like two different movies, but okay.
I heard Monsters, Inc. 2 is coming out, but I'm not sure which year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I also liked Monsters University a lot more than Monsters, Inc. It was fun with like the whole, they're going to school and they're trying to get into like different clubs, right? Or like not clubs, but like different houses, right?
Isn't
and then
that
they have like
the
competition.
Isn't that what you guys have here in the U.S.? Is that you have like a
yes.
Not a sorority. That's a girl thing. What's a guy's thing called? But it seemed like that house that they have was based on that.
Yeah, and that's how they're going to show it like in every movie, that like that's how it's done in the U.S.
I know.
Right? But like that's not like, yes, schools have those, but it's not like everyone, you know, belongs to one or something.
Okay, because they have the same thing in Pitch Perfect. That's why I thought it's a thing.
Yeah, every movie with like a college in the U.S., they make it seem like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not how like every school is.
Okay.
That's not how my school was, at least.
Okay. Or you weren't just in one.
Yeah, what happens in Gamma, Kappa, Theta, whatever.
Yeah, yeah. You were part of the Uzma Kappas. Okay.
Yeah.
But that's how you guys are portrayed, by the way. In other countries that we see that, if we go to college in the U.S.
This is why people don't like us.
I know. This is what happens. You know, we'll get the cool ones, get to go to the party house, sorority, and the loser ones just play Scrabble or something.
Yeah. But Monsters University was definitely worth watching. I was kind of like not excited to watch it because I don't really like Monsters, Inc. that much.
Yeah.
But Monsters University was way better.
And you get to see the friendship that was built, right? Between Sully and Mike.
Yeah, that was interesting of like how they started off and how they became the friends that we know them to be.
Yeah.
And some of the other characters that they show in the later movie.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Back at that age too. So it was a good movie. If you've never seen it, consider watching it. It's pretty good. Yeah. Especially if you have kids that might like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Disney Plus, right? That's where we watched it.
Yep.
We also watched a movie this last week. I think it was last weekend. We had a date night out, right? Without the kids. And we went to the movie theaters and we saw the movie Sight.
Yes. And that's because it is the Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month in May. So that's why I really wanted to watch it last week while it was still AAPI month. And this was one of the movies that was created and acted out by Asian Americans.
Yeah. So then do you want to explain the story?
Sure. So Sight is about a true story of a doctor who was originally from China.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's definitely got all the brains and he went through some rough times in the past, and now that he's a doctor, he has brought sight, like found a way to cure blindness or something.
Mm-hmm.
And people from all around the world comes to him to have their eyes heal, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was this girl from India who was found on the streets begging, and she wasn't born blind, but...
Well, she was made blind
so
that she would be a more successful beggar, right?
Yeah, then that's like very normal in third world countries.
Yeah.
And yeah, they brought her to him, and for some reason, it makes the doctor really want to help her because his past started haunting him again, you know?
Yeah.
Because the girl reminded him of someone. And yeah, I don't want to give too much spoilers, but it's very nice how they kind of like played out the story, like moving from his past to the present and back and forth, watching him just tell his story through his flashbacks.
Yeah, they did do a lot of flashbacks, which is the only thing that...
I just wish like they made it clearer about his spiritual journey, because like I read like somewhere about his whole journey was supposedly very spiritual to become the doctor he is right now. But then in the movie, they don't really emphasize on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely a very wholesome movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's one that I know you had picked it, and I didn't really know anything about it. And so I was... started off a little bummed that I didn't get to pick the movie because we looked at what was available, right? And like that time was perfect. So we're like, all right, we're going to go see this one.
Mm-hmm.
And but it turned out to be a good movie to watch.
It was wholesome.
Yeah.
It was good. Sad and wholesome at the same time.
I liked it.
Yeah. And then we also brought our kids to Walmart.
Yes. Yeah, so this was prepping for the DreamHack.
The road trip, right?
And I was thinking to myself, like, how are we going to survive 4 hours in the car with these kids? How are we going to keep them entertained, right? Because our kids don't really nap. If our kids slept a lot during the day, I would just be like, well, we'll just give them a pillow and a blanket and they'll fall asleep.
Yeah.
But our kids don't really sleep.
And Kevin wouldn't let me drag them. I'm kidding.
Right. And so I was trying to think, what can we, you know, what toys could they have that would keep them busy for at least a portion of that trip? And the only thing I could think of was Bop It, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
Which I've never heard of.
Yeah, I remember having a Bop It when I was a kid, right? Bop it, twist it, pull it, all that stuff. And you try and see how long you can keep going without messing it up, and it keeps track of your score and stuff. And so we went, I remember I'd seen one at Walmart because we go there every once in a while. And so I was like, we got to go back there and get one. And then we got the very last one.
Yeah.
And I think Dylan played it more like that night at home than he did in the car on the whole road trip, right?
Yeah. And they got bored of it, obviously.
I don't know if he got bored of it like that fast or what, but he didn't play with it as much as I thought he would in the car. But overall, they did pretty good in the car.
Yeah.
But anyways, sorry, Walmart story. I had a story about our kids there. And Faith found a toy in the toy aisle that she really liked, that she loved, right? She was playing with it. It's like a
toolbox
that has, you know, like these fake nails and hammer and wrench and
drill
and all this stuff, right? And she's playing with it and she's like, Daddy, I really like this toy. We should get it. And like, I walk over and see what she's playing with. And then I'm like, I realize we have this exact same toy at home. Exactly the same.
Which you really like, too.
Like, it might be slightly different color because maybe it's like a newer model or something. But it's like exactly the same. And they don't really play with it that much at home. Sometimes.
She does.
Not that often.
She uses it like maybe once a week.
Maybe. Yeah, but anyway, she wanted to go buy this one, right? And I'm like, Faith, you have this exact same thing at home. We don't need to buy this. We already have it.
Yeah.
And so I just thought it was funny that kids will pretty much want anything that mm-hmm. they set their eyes on in the toy aisle at the store.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not just this. It's things they have or don't have. It doesn't really matter. Like, they want it.
Yeah.
You know? And so it's always fun and interesting taking them to the toy aisles at stores.
That is true.
I think that's it for everything that's been going on in life.
Yeah.
So let's jump over to gaming and talk about what we've been playing.
So this week, during our DreamHack trip, Dylan finally talked me into playing my own Paper Mario. And I thought it was really fun. I've spent like maybe just a few hours into it. And he refused to let me play it by myself. He wants to make sure he's there every step of the way to tell me what to do, where to go. And I thought that was funny.
He's pretty good at it, too. Now that he's like done it once, he knows like you go here and then you go here and you get this and then you go there and you talk to that person and then they give you this.
Yeah.
And then you can go here. It's like he knows like the order of everything.
We have to totally get him interviewed in the next episode on Paper Mario, since he already rolled credits and decided that I should play it next. And then he started a new file himself as well to replay it. I don't know how much Paper Mario I could handle.
So he's beaten the whole game start to end with a little bit of help from me. And then he has now started a brand new game all over again, like right after finishing. He like didn't go to a different game first and then come back to it. He's just like, he didn't get enough. And he already has, what, like 60 hours or something?
66 hours.
On his main playthrough.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to start it all over again.
Yeah. We'll see how fast he finishes.
He could probably do it faster.
Yeah.
Hopefully he does it faster.
He's trying to speed run through it.
He has to do it faster. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just started your own.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of Paper Mario so far?
It's pretty easy. I mean, not easy. Like, I still die, but it seems easier than the Super Mario 64.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the most part, it's a lot of, like...
I mean, at least the fights are turn-based, so...
Yeah, it's mostly turn-based is what I was trying to say. And, yeah, so there's some other stuff before entering combat and stuff where you're trying to avoid or dodge mm-hmm. stuff or hit stuff.
Yeah, and obviously we also played a lot of Plants vs. Zombies again.
Yeah.
Which is his adventure iPad. Too, on the iPad, yeah. And then we did stream Fortnite.
We did play a little bit of Fortnite.
Mostly you, though, because I was so hanging tired that time.
Yeah, and even then, like, I think that was the only night that I played Fortnite this last week, I mm-hmm. believe.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that we've been talking about is, like, how vehicles are a big part of this season. And basically our strategy every time has been like, find a couple of weapons that you need and then immediately go find a vehicle.
Yeah.
And just start upgrading your vehicle and use that to fight people. And then if you happen to lose your vehicle, then you go without it. And if you do, you try to get another vehicle as soon as you can.
Yeah. It's all about driving.
Yeah. And so I did hear that they are now nerfing some of the special vehicles that were like really good.
So OP. Yeah.
Yeah.
They like, should.
Those vehicles were like really tough. Like they would automatically regenerate their health and they had more health than like any of the other vehicles. Mm-hmm. And they were a lot faster. And they're like, there's better. They're just like better in every single way. It was like hard to lose if you had one of those vehicles. So I think they nerfed those,
okay,
which is
good.
A good thing. I think they needed that. I don't think we've played since then because we've been gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's it for Fortnite.
Yeah. And also like, I can't really play Fortnite that long in this mode because
of all the driving. Does it make you sick?
Yeah, very much.
Okay. Interesting. And I've also been playing a little bit of Super Mario Odyssey, just kind of poking around in some of the different kingdoms, not really doing anything different.
Did Dylan start playing it too? I heard you guys talking about some moons.
I think he did.
I mean, at least he poked into it, right?
Yes. I think that was when we were in the car, actually. Which, leading up to that, it's funny because we were like packing up to leave the hotel to drive back home, right? And like the last thing we packed up was the Switch so that Dylan could keep playing it to like keep him occupied while we were packing.
And this is when he's at like...
And then he's like, I don't want to leave. I'm still playing. Like, I don't want to leave the hotel. And then we're like, well, we have to. We have to leave, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, but don't worry. I'll let you play the Switch some in the car on the way home.
And he's like, there's no TV in the car, though. How do we play it?
Yeah, well, we can't play in the car. There's no TV. And so I was like, hold on, watch this. So I like take the Switch out of the docking station and then, you know, I put the controllers back on it, right?
Yeah.
I turn it back on and I hand it to him. And then...
Mind blown.
It's like, it's this... Now on the handheld Switch, it's in the exact same spot as it was when it was on the TV, right? Except you can play it right there on the Switch screen.
I know.
And that's the first time we've let him play it that way.
Yeah.
Just because we already don't need him knowing he could play it in any room of the house whenever he wants, right? Because he plays enough of it as it is.
Yeah.
So this is the first time he's even been exposed to playing it that way. And yeah, he was kind of shocked.
He was so mind blown, guys. Like, I felt like our drive home was so peaceful because he had that. And it was less annoying than the bop it, twist it, pull it. Yeah, I thought it was funny.
And he was like, is this the same games? Like, I can play the exact same thing? And I was like, yep, here you go. Knock yourself out.
That's funny.
Yeah, so he did play, he started his own game on Odyssey, and I could, like, hear what he was doing, but I couldn't watch because I was driving, right? So I don't really know, like, how far he got or what he did. I know he ended up going back to Paper Mario, so I don't think he's going to get into Odyssey, at least yet. Maybe when he's a little bit older and that game's a little bit easier for him, maybe he'll try it then. But for now, he seems to like the turn-based stuff more.
Yep. And I also played Puzzles and Survival Resident Evil Edition. And I'm finally Commander level 57, which is really hard to get to. You know, the last time I said I was 56 was like a month or plus ago, I think.
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Thus, it gets harder as you get higher.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Cool. And then I have been playing my Marvel Snap. And I don't think I have missed any missions lately. I've been getting all of my daily missions done. I did, since last week, hit the infinite rank, I think is what it's called.
What is
which
that?
Is like rank 100.
Ooh.
So that's, it's been a while since I have hit rank 100. Like, I kind of like stopped trying to get there.
Yeah, it's like been a while since I heard
you. A number of seasons ago, because like it was just more stressful and like, it was losing its fun, so I kind of like stopped trying to do that. Plus, all you get is like a special card back for hitting rank 100. Like, it's not like they give you credits or gold or anything that you can actually like spend to get more cards or anything. And so, Yeah, I just kind of got it to rank 100. It just kind of like came naturally. I did use a deck that I felt like was pretty good, but like I wasn't, it was like a brand new one. It wasn't like one of my old ones that I would be using to try to win a lot with. It was pretty much just like a discard deck. But anyways, yeah, it was kind of cool to hit rank 100 again because that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, it hasn't.
Yeah, so that's kind of my new thing. I still have not been able to link my account to my email, unfortunately. So I'm still hoping I can get that resolved before anything happens to my phone. Oh, and my phone update. I did figure out that I could use the power cable for the Switch with my cell phone. So, and that seems to work better than my cell phone charging cable for whatever reason. But I've been using that to charge my phone instead of my cell phone cable. And I don't, so now I'm thinking, I'm wondering if it's still an issue with my phone or with only the cable. But then again, the phone still sometimes doesn't work right, even with the other cable too. So I don't know.
There is a phone repair shop right across the street.
True. My phone's kind of old and due anyways, but yeah.
Okay. But let's jump to where people can find us. You can find us on our YouTube channel where you'll see audio recordings of this podcast at Gamer Parents Podcast on YouTube. You can also find us on Twitter
at twitter.com/GamerParentsPod
or on Instagram at Gamer_Parents_Podcast.
You could catch the weekly live streams over on twitch.tv/GamerParentsPod where we stream just about every Tuesday night at 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you could give us a like, follow, subscribe, whatever it is, wherever it is, we would greatly appreciate it.
The best place to hang out with us would be in our Discord channel, and the link to that would be in our episode description.
But that wraps up episode number 92.
And we will catch you in the next one.
Bye.